You should come live my life. It's pretty humorous. I can tell you all kinds of stories.
Super dirty. I like it super dirty.
Oh, yeah.
You drank your own pee.
I did.
Why did you drink your own pee?
I will try just about anything.
Yeah.
Once.
You would just be free spiriting all over, living in a cardboard box on the street somewhere.
I'm sitting here without any clothes on.
Yeah, my hair looks awful.
Okay. I was very spoiled and I was very bratty. I still am.
Yep.
Grab a drink and settle in, because this is Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. Why are you making a weird face already?
Because you were kind of singing it.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to another episode of Amy K. Clark.
Oh, I made up a new song.
It was lovely.
That's what we're going to talk about today, is the new song I wrote.
The new song you wrote?
And I'm going to sing it and perform it live.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not singing.
What instrument will you be playing?
The trombone.
We have
and
that.
And guitar, because they're both the right time. Here. Mm-hmm. And sing. I'm going to do it all.
What? Are you blowing air through into a trombone?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just, you know, go with me.
Okay. I will always go with you.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome. Alex is back with me.
I'm here.
He's back in the studio.
Yeah.
Live and in person.
Sorry.
So it dawned on me that we are approaching 1 year of this whole shebang that we've been doing.
Wow.
1 year.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, by the time this airs, it'll be like now. Like,
that's crazy. Happening. That is insane.
Insane.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I feel like there should be like applause going on. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's been a year.
Wow.
And
that's great.
I know.
It's exciting.
I know.
It's very cool. Congrats. Yeah.
Thanks.
Cool.
I feel very privileged. I don't know. So yeah, it's been a year. It's been over 35 episodes.
Wow.
So yeah, 35 episodes of me blabbering that you people have listened to. And still come back to hear more.
Joke's on you.
I know. Like, it's all just been one big social experiment to see how long I can keep people coming back and listening to me jabber for an hour. But yeah, we've had some very interesting guests, exciting guests.
Some exciting,
some boring, like Alex.
Just kidding.
So I thought it would be fun to pull up a list of the, like, top 10 episodes, top most listens to episodes, and do, like, a little rundown of what the episode was.
Maybe we could recap, see if there's anything new has happened with these people that you've talked to.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I think that'll be a good jumping off point. Then we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay.
We've got nothing planned.
I can't wait.
Nothing planned for this anniversary episode.
We also don't have mystery shots.
I know.
Huh.
I didn't bring up mystery shots.
Wow, what a way to celebrate a 1 year anniversary. The thing we've done on every episode, we're not doing. Because it's a Sunday night and it's just the two of us.
I have a glass of wine. And you've got beer or
mystery
something.
Drink.
There you go. I mean, it's something, right? Ew, I hate the sound of swallows. Okay, can we just talk about the sound of people swallowing or chewing or gulping? I absolutely hate. Oh, that. Oh. I just about ripped the headphones off my head. That. I hate it.
You hate that?
Yes. It is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Wow.
Like, someone standing right behind me taking a big gulp of something, and you can, like, hear it going down. I don't even understand. I don't know how you make sounds when you swallow.
I don't either. I didn't know that I did until I met you. Until somebody very, very excitedly told me, what are you doing? Stop that now.
Yes. And the kids do it. You do it. People do it. Ugh. We hate it.
Okay.
Hate. Anyway.
Anyway. So we're going to run down the top 10 most listened to
yeah.
episodes
yeah.
of the Amy K. Clark
Should we
podcast.
Go like in reverse order?
Oops.
Like build up
Breaking
to
the
it.
Table.
Everyone breaks that part of the table.
I should just remove it. Yes.
Okay.
Start from 10
and I'm
going to
see if I can remember
yeah.
who all were the guests on this episode.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
The
so,
first one we're going to start with is number 10.
Yes. Number 10 in the list of most popular episodes.
Okay.
Is episode, let's see, 113, Dahmer, Disney, and Drama.
Dahmer, Disney, and Drama.
Mm-hmm. That would have been with Buddy Candola.
Okay.
Who came on, who is a filmmaker and film guy.
Yes, film guy.
Who I worked with on Dahmer.
Okay.
The movie, yes. My Friend Dahmer.
Yes.
And then we talked about Disney movies.
That's quite a transition.
Yeah, it was, I don't know why we talked about Disney movies, but we did. We talked a lot about Disney movies.
Interesting. But you didn't really talk about a lot about Jeffrey Dahmer, more of just the meme.
Yeah, more
the
like
movie.
The movie. Yeah.
So it's not like you transitioned from serial killer to Walt Disney movies.
That's a new movie coming out. The Disney version of
Dahmer.
Dahmer.
Dahmer. Is yes. he a princess?
Yeah, he wears a princess gown wow. and crown. A gown and crown as he kills people.
I have things I could say of what the crown is made of, but I'm going to save that.
Yeah, no.
For another episode.
Okay, so that was number 10, most
okay.
popular.
That's cool.
Number 9, most popular, was 208, so 208. This season.
Ooh, recent. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Called Keep Your Chill, People. And this
Keep
was
Your
the
Chill,
Supernatural Convention North Carolina recap.
Oh, that makes sense.
There's a reason why this
There's
one
a reason.
Had a lot of plays.
Okay, so what is the reason it had a lot of plays?
Well, because Supernatural people are psycho, first of all. I'm one of them, so I can say that.
Yeah, they're
That's like,
not.
You're allowed to call yourself
not
psycho.
Well.
No, we're crazy.
I'm
we're
sorry
crazy
for
people.
All you Supernatural fans out there who are hearing this, but man.
No, we're crazy people.
Y'all got some serious fandom going on.
We do.
Like, you need to find something else to entertain yourself in this world.
No, but we will have to soon, because it's going to end.
Oh, it's going to end.
When it ends,
oh,
it's
no,
going to be
end.
Sad. But yeah, I went to the convention mm-hmm. in North Carolina and met a bunch of people. And then Ashley Laney and I mm-hmm. recorded while we were there, like, a daily recap of our crazy adventures and these insane stories of things that
Your
happened.
Your madcap adventures?
Yes, yes. Things were crazy.
So the second you got all those recorded and then you sent the thing out and all your newfound Supernatural fans.
Yes.
Not fans of you, but Supernatural fans who you met, then you said, go to my podcast and listen.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, and they became fans of me. Okay.
Oh.
Everyone becomes fans of me.
It's a circle.
Speaking of that, tonight mm-hmm. I was at this event at this spa that I go to where I get, like, you know, my nails done and beauty treatments and massage and stuff like that. And I had gone in and there were like a bunch of people there and I'm standing there talking to my nail tech and this lady comes up to me. She was like, I don't mean to interrupt and I don't want to sound like I'm crazy or stalker, but I follow you on Instagram and I just had to come up and say hi. I was like, oh,
wow.
That's so cute.
That's...
And she was like, I'm sorry. I know I sound like a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
This is really crazy. But I recognized you when you walk in and I thought it was you. And then one of the girls was like, hey, Amy, hi, how are you? And so she was like, so I knew it was you.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to come up and say hi. I promise you I'm not crazy. But it was
wow.
just cool to like see you in person when I follow your stories
yeah.
and stuff. And I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I like the fans. And then I laughed because I was like, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really
I don't
think
have fans.
That way. So it was funny that you said that.
Wow.
I do have fans, apparently.
You apparently
People
do have
come
fans.
Out and meet me in the wild, and
wow.
are like, oh my god. She didn't ask for a selfie or anything, so
no, that's
it wasn't nearly as cool as it could have been.
It could have been really cool.
Number
8. Number
8 was episode 120, The Hot List with Adam and Alan Part 1,
oh,
which is
wow.
interesting because Part 2 is not on the top 10. Just Part 1. Which we recorded part 1 and part 2 all in one take,
mm-hmm.
and part 2 got a little sloppy towards the end. So it's really not surprising.
There's a reason people didn't listen to
this. People probably shut it off. They're like, I can't take anymore.
And Adam and Alan are who?
I was getting to that. So Adam and Alan are friends of mine. I've known Adam forever. He used to do my hair back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alan became friends with me. when him and Adam got together. And so I had them on, and we basically just did this, like, celebrity rundown and, like, current hot topics and just basically let Alan
go.
Go.
Yeah, he's got a great sense of humor and just the most... his opinions are fantastic.
He's very opinionated. Very opinionated. Everything.
Like, you could say anything. You'd be like, Garfield. And he'd be like, oh my God.
And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. Every single thing I said.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. So I really think it's funny that, like, part two is missing.
part two didn't get the love. There. Yeah.
Not as many people wanted to listen to part two, I guess. I don't know.
They were like, I think I've had it in my film. I'm good.
Had enough of that.
Yes.
But it was pretty funny. But by part two, I think we recorded for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you guys were up here forever. I was downstairs thinking, are they still going? And it got louder.
Yeah.
And louder.
Yeah. There were a lot of drinks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Ew, you swallowed. I can't, but oh, that sound. Oh.
Shut up. The next one is episode 103. Okay. So, number three. Green Jelly Beans and Jenko Jeans.
Oh.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
That's a good one.
When I laugh when I listen to it. That was with our good friend Jason Leach from college.
Yes.
And we did it over Skype because he lives in Indiana.
Yeah, he's a voice actor in Fort Wayne.
Yes, and he's always wanted to be, like, a comedian. Like, we always were you need to be a stand-up. You need to be a stand-up. So it was very funny. Like, he does all these little impressions voices, and, like, voices, and I was dying laughing the whole time. But the best thing about it is when we told our story.
Yeah.
About the time in college when we decided to buy weed and then proceeded to smoke it.
All for the first time.
Uh-huh. And we decided it wasn't
it,
my
first. Buy it.
Yeah, it wasn't our first time. But it was our first time buying it.
Yes.
Like, legit doing it on our own, not like in a house with a bunch of people who knew what they were doing.
And handing it to
them. And for some reason, during the episode, I decided we shouldn't mention what it was we were doing. So I called it green jelly beans.
Of course.
So we continued to tell the whole story about these green jelly beans that we bought.
They were edibles.
They weren't. That wasn't what we were doing at all.
No.
But that story is pretty hilarious because I freak out and lose it, and it's worth a listen.
It's a doozy.
Episode 103.
103.
It was worth a listen.
Okay, what do we got now? We got five?
Six. This would be six.
Okay.
This is a recent one. 211. Live in the 90s life.
With Molly.
Molly. So this was just recently. Uh-huh. So those of you who just joined us recently, I think it was like 3 episodes ago. Alex's friend, Molly Wells, who's my friend as well. But
yes.
I didn't know her until that night.
That's
came
true.
On to do an entire episode about the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, boy, did we have fun with the 90s.
We did, because we all grew up in the Midwest.
Yes.
In mildly rural areas during the 90s.
I did not, but he did. And she did. I was not in rural anything.
You were not in, like, a big metropolitan
city. I wasn't
in
New York, no.
So it's either... the fields?
Or New York City.
Or New York City. Okay,
yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Apparently, because you said I was rural, which I wasn't.
Okay.
This is rural
riveting. You're in Indiana.
Yeah.
Anything in Indiana is pretty much rural.
True.
Yeah. Truth. Except for Gary.
Truth.
Gary and Indy.
You say that's not part of Indianapolis, or part of Indiana.
Not, sorry.
Okay, whatever. So that one, we just talked all about the 90s.
Yep.
We talked about 90s music, 90s fashion, 90s movies, TV shows.
Yeah.
You name it. We just chatted for like an hour and a half about 90s.
Yep.
All right, top five.
Top five.
Number five is episode 110. We drove a TV to Portland.
Great episode.
It was a great episode.
Great story.
It was a great episode, great story.
Yeah.
Also, side note, I want to say the top five episodes are all episodes with you and I.
I've gotten that
there's
a lot.
Minus
actually.
One. There's one that's not.
Four out
of the five.
Uh-huh.
4 out of the 5 are the two of us.
Apparently,
I just need to bring you on full time.
Woo! No. I'm in. No. Okay.
Maybe sometimes. Maybe like 90% of the time you can come on.
Yes.
Yeah. So we drove a TV to Portland. Yeah. That's what that episode was about.
That's the story, yeah. I mean, there's way more to it, and we stopped along the way. It was really great, but...
It was basically a road trip from Ohio.
Uh-huh. You dropped the kids off with your parents.
Yeah, Indiana, I guess. But yeah, Ohio to Portland, Oregon. And our adventures in a car that we got into on the drive there.
We flew back.
And then we flew back.
Because it was your sister's car.
We were literally dropping off a TV and a car, but it was way, way more fun to say we drove a TV. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To Portland.
But, because we did.
Oregon.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon.
Not Maine.
No.
There's two.
There are.
On different coasts.
There are. Maine would be much closer.
I don't know.
I feel like it's closer.
Probably.
Anyway, so that episode was all about our adventures driving across country.
I love it.
You got really excited.
Well, I started hearing the song from Vacation in my head. Oh. So.
Okay. You're funny. All right, number four.
Number four.
This was episode 106, Guns, Zombies, and Collard Greens. This one I think is interesting that it ranks up there.
Yeah.
Because this was when I had Brian Bowman on, who's a good friend of mine, and we talked about our different film sets we had been on together.
Yeah.
Different, like, projects we had worked with and stuff. And then it went into this, like, racial discussion that I really want to have another one.
Yes.
We just haven't had time to do it. But we ended up discussing all these different things, like, movies that I've never seen that are his favorite, or movies that he's never seen that are my favorite, or, like, foods that we just naturally grew up eating that I've never heard of, or he's never heard of, or whatever. And it became this, like, really interesting, like, cultural conversation.
Yeah.
And he's a good friend of mine, so it was like we were in a safe space and could ask those, like, stupid questions that you've always wanted to ask someone.
Right. But you never wanted to actually say
that. Yeah, but you're not going to, like, say that to someone you don't know.
You're like, oh, I'm not... Oh, I can't say that.
Yeah, so it was good. So I think that's why, you know, a lot of people listen to it.
Plus Brian's cool.
And really funny,
so. It is interesting because he grew up in Detroit.
Yeah.
So even though we're only a state away, Indiana to Detroit, or Michigan, you wouldn't think that would be that different. But man, from small...
Well, growing up in like the streets of Detroit.
Yeah, streets of Detroit to small town Indiana.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, there's a big difference.
There's a
there.
Huge difference. And that's, in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Detroit in the 80s? Oh, my gosh.
So that was a good one. It was interesting. It was one of the very little tidbit. It was one of the very few episodes I've recorded during the day. Therefore, we weren't drinking.
Oh.
I know.
Huh.
The majority of the episodes are at night.
It's like pop-up video.
Exactly.
Bloop.
Bloop. Bloop. This episode was recorded in the middle of the day.
Bloop.
There were no mystery shots involved in this episode.
Bloop, bloop.
As a matter of fact, there was no alcohol in this episode.
Bloop.
Amy may have fallen asleep.
Very good possibility. She took a nap.
Amy took a nap. Okay, so top three.
Wow.
Episode 102.
102.
102. Why waste it when you can pickle it? So
that's awesome.
This episode brought to you by pickled
watermelon
rinds.
Brought to you by Melody Jo Clark.
So that episode was all about like Alex's weird upbringing. This wasn't really about like his growing up because we did an episode later on that.
That's not what it was supposed to be about.
And to tell you the truth, I really don't know what it was all about.
Yeah, what were we going for there?
I don't know. I don't know if maybe it was like we talked about our relation. I don't know. We should listen back to it to find out what it was. But I do know where that line came from.
Yeah.
Because we talked about when we first started dating and I showed up at like Thanksgiving or something and your brother made me eat a pickled cherry.
Because my brother's an ass.
Well, he was being an older brother.
Yeah.
And he made me try this pickled cherry or something.
He was very single at the time, so he was...
Yeah. And then they told me that they pickle everything, and they're like, here's a watermelon rind that's been pickled.
Pickle
I'm like,
that.
You just eat it? And they're like, well, why waste it when you pickle it?
Yeah. Pickled beets, pickled watermelon rind, pickled cherries.
Yeah, you
cherries.
Just throw anything in a jar with...
Brine
and eat it,
pickle
apparently.
Pickle shit out of it. Just pickle
it's disgusting. It's all disgusting.
It is all disgusting.
Completely disgusting. Now, pickle, on the other hand.
Give me a good pickle. Like a pickled cucumber?
I'm all about the pickled cucumber.
Okay.
But not any of these other kind of pickles.
No.
All right. You ready for the top two?
Oh, top two. I thought we were
That was top three. Okay. That was three.
Okay.
All right. Number two.
Number two.
Episode 105.
Okay.
Aldi, Airstreams, and Apparitions.
Oh, that's a great one. I will say,
this was one of my favorite. Like, if I had to put them in top, like, the top five, this would definitely be in one of my top five. So we started the episode talking about Aldi. I don't know why.
I never know.
But we gave a little tutorial on how to Aldi, like our tips of Aldiing, yes. And it was very informative.
Yes, but the main point of the podcast was about our trip down.
Yes, about our white trash trip to
white trash road
Kentucky
trip.
And Tennessee. It was mostly West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Yes, we started and went to West Virginia, Virginia.
Yeah,
South Carolina, North Carolina.
I don't think we made it to any Carolinas.
We did. Because that's where Asheville.
Oh, yeah, we went to Asheville, didn't we?
Yeah.
You're right. We did.
And then I went through Tennessee, lost my wedding ring, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's a good episode.
That's a great
episode. If you like ghost stories, you need to listen to it, because we tell the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is probably why this one is ranked so high, because we'll talk about this ghost story to people, and I'm like, go listen to my podcast. Go find episode 105. So, I'm sure that's why. Like, people have probably listened to this one episode and then not listened anymore, but they were just wanting to listen to that one.
It very well could be. It's one of those things that you don't hear many stories about people actually getting haunted.
Yeah, like literally we tell the story of being haunted.
Oh, yeah, I believe in ghosts, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, cool, I've got a story for you.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, no, for real. And you start to tell them, and you can see their eyes start to get weird.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, this is for real.
Like, and the thing is, like, it's hard to tell the story because it takes a long time to tell it really well. So we'll be, like, at a bar or something talking to people, and I'll be like, just go listen to my podcast.
Right. Yeah. I can't tell it now.
We tell the whole story, and it's great. So just go listen to that one.
It's fine.
So that one is number two, and I would definitely put that in, like, my favorites, too, because it was a good one.
That's a great one.
It was a good one. And then very conveniently, very...
I was going to drum roll.
Okay, go. I haven't said anything yet. Very... Logically, that got real loud. Sorry, guys.
And it hurt my fingers a lot.
The number one episode is episode 101. What's this all about anyway?
Your 101st episode?
Yeah. Well, that would be one.
I know. It just keeps saying 101st.
Because that's what they are. They are 101.
Your very first episode is the most listened to one?
Yes.
That's amazing. I mean,
that makes sense, though.
Well, where else are you going to start?
Usually at the beginning.
That's true. It's like a book.
Those are usually the recommendations, is to start at the beginning of just about everything.
That's true.
Yeah. So most people actually almost double the next one. Uh-huh.
If you got to tell someone to go listen to your podcast or...
I mean, it makes sense. Like, if I turn on... Sometimes I don't. I will tell you, I just started a podcast that I was listening to, and I just started at the most recent one, and I'm just going backwards, because it's all just, like, episodic. Is that what they're called? When it's, like, one... It's not, like, a whole...
Series.
Yeah. I mean, it is a series, but it's not like you have to hear what happened before. Like, you would never listen to, like, Serial backwards, because that's telling a story.
Sure.
Whereas these ones that are like this, that are just, like, people talking about current events or something that happened, like...
Each one has a theme.
Yeah, you don't need to hear the previous one in order to understand. You may miss a little joke here and there, but other than that, you're good.
Don't miss the jokes.
So, yeah, those are the top 10.
Wow. How do you feel about
the top
10? The
top 10 most listened to. I won't say it's, like, the ones people like the most.
Or your favorites.
Yeah, they're not even my favorites, probably. Yeah. I would say one of my favorites, aside from all the Airstreams and Apparitions, because that was a good one. I really like the one with my parents. Like, it makes me laugh a lot.
It does. It's really funny.
It's really humorous to me.
It is. Your parents are funny people.
My parents are funny people. So, we're not doing mystery shots. Don't get confused, because that is very much the sound effect for mystery shots. But that just happens to be him...
Refilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one with your parents is amazing, because your parents are hilarious people in
their
60s.
That was episode 117, where I'm from. FYI, if anybody wants to know. What do you think was your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I mean, obviously, any of them.
Any of them that you're in.
That I'm in.
Of course.
Are pretty great. I would agree, the one about driving to Portland, because we do have some great stories about road trips.
Mm-hmm.
So us driving to Portland and us, all the apparitions and Airstreams or whatever, that's Those are up there. I mean, those are pretty great. I would love to say the one about, like, me talking about my children's book, but no one's really listening to that one, I'm sure. So that's pretty much fine.
That's pretty much fine. There have been people listening to it.
That's okay. The one where we tell stories about our life, that's pretty good.
I feel like those are the ones that people like the most.
I'm kind of surprised the one of, like, Chasen talking about his life isn't higher up.
His would have been probably number 11.
Oh.
Looking at the list okay. right now of how many people listened. Yes, his would have been number 11. So, yeah.
How do you feel?
How do I feel?
How do you feel? It's been a year.
It's been a year.
You've been doing this for about a year. You kind of did this on a whim.
I did very much do it on a whim.
I'm sure we talked about this before, but what were you hoping to get out of this?
To be rich and famous.
Okay. No. What were you... I remember when you started this, you had more...
I don't think that
higher
most
goals
people get rich and famous from podcasts.
That's what they used to say about YouTubers.
That's true. This is true. No, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, I get so many comments and compliments from people about my stories. About my Instagram stories.
Yes.
People are always like, oh my God, I love your Instagram stories. Like, people I don't know. Like, people come up to me at bars that are like, they know Alex, but they don't know me. But they've followed me forever. Or like this woman in the spa today. Like,
yeah.
I don't know her.
Sure.
But she's followed me forever. And she's like, oh, your stories. And when you talk about acting and your kids and about, like, she clearly knows who I am. So all these people are like, oh my God, I love your stories. They're so good. They're so good. You should start a YouTube channel or you should start a, you know, whatever. And this just seemed like the logical next step. I enjoy listening to podcasts. Truth be told, I listen to my own podcast.
Yes. You also watch your own stories repeatedly.
I do watch my own stories.
You do. And you look at your time hop.
Yeah, well, of course I watch my time hop stories. Like, that's important.
You have a really big ego.
No. I just like to see myself and listen to myself.
But that's not egotistical.
No, because I feel like egotistical people, like, love them, like... I just want to see it and listen to it.
You're like, I don't love myself.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I love it. I may be criticizing it the whole time.
I see.
Or I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or I should have said this. Or that sounded stupid.
Right.
Like, it doesn't mean that I love it. I just like to watch it and listen to it. So, yeah, I do listen to my own podcast. Not, like, over and over and over again. But I'll listen to it. Like, when I air it, I'll listen to it. And that's usually, like, just for me to know what was said. And, like, whether it sounded terrible or, like, oh, we should really take that out. Like, I shouldn't have posted that with that in there.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have let Alex say that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to be able to show off different people that I'm friends with and, like, shed a light on these things that all these other people are doing and these things that these people have done. And so I've used it a lot for that, which I think is cool.
It's a bit of a platform.
Yeah.
There's a couple guests that still have yet to make it on here that we've talked to.
I have lots of guests that still haven't made it on.
You have a lot of people.
Because
I remember when you originally started this, you were like, I know so many talented creatives here in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
From actors to models to authors to illustrators to, all kinds of stuff, comedians and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that was one of your goals, was to talk about them, talk about their project, talk about their show, talk about their event, talk about whatever.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Absolutely. And I think we have, and I have managed to do that, but there's still a long list that I haven't made it through.
Yeah.
When I started, I sat down and just made this list of all these different people and, like, what their topic could be or what they would be there to promote or what their, like, insight would be what their, you know, what their avenue was, what their, why are they there? That's why I ask people, like, I'm like, who are you? Why are you here?
Exactly.
Like, why am I talking to you?
What do you want to talk about?
So there have definitely been a lot of people that haven't been able to come on. I mean, as much as it's been a year, I still, the most I would do would be one a week, which would be 52 episodes. I've done 35. So clearly, I haven't done one every week.
No.
I know for a fact. Like, I haven't released for the last 2 weeks. Life gets in the way. Things get crazy.
Sure does.
Sometimes I record, like, two or three a week, and I'm able to, like, space them out later. A couple of them I've recorded and have never aired.
That's
for whatever
true.
Reason. Like,
yes. I know the reasons, but I can't tell you.
So there are some that, there's a couple that I recorded that disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like, computer died, disappeared, gone. There's one that I'm still waiting on some other information.
More content.
Some more stuff to add to the podcast. So it hasn't aired. And then there's a lot of people that just, we haven't been able to make schedules work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You know, they have to be able to get here.
That's true.
And both of us have to be available.
We don't live downtown Columbus.
Yeah, so...
You have to drive, apparently, through cornfields and next to cows to get to our house, even though you don't.
No, we don't. But my guess it's coming in next time to record.
Yeah.
Thinks that, apparently.
He's like, wow, you live in Pickerington?
He thinks we live out in the middle of nowhere.
Man!
We don't.
No. We really don't.
So, yeah, I think it's been good. Like, I've really enjoyed it. It's a lot of work. People, like, I get comments and messages all the time from people who are like, hey, I want to start my own podcast. I'm like, great. Have fun.
Here's what you, like, don't do.
It's going to take time. Like, don't think this is just an easy little thing. Like, you got to get your equipment. I've upgraded my equipment already.
Yes.
Like, twice since I've had it, and I still need to upgrade. And there are things I still need to get. And we're constantly updating and constantly evaluating, like, how we're recording and what we're recording on and how I'm editing it and all the, like, extras that we're adding into it and, like, the jingle and the little intros to different games and stuff. Like,
there's work involved.
There's a lot of work.
It's like people say, if don't start a blog or be a YouTuber if you don't have week in, week out content.
Exactly.
To push out there, because people are going to get bored real fast.
A lot of times when I don't post anything, it's because I don't have any content. Yeah. Nothing has happened that I feel is important enough for Alex and I to come record one.
True.
And you're I haven't been able to get people in.
And got a haircut, so...
Yeah, I mean, like... And, I mean, some of them, like, the most listened to ones are a lot of them of us just talking. So, clearly, you guys don't hate it when we just get on and talk. But I feel like there should be a topic. This one's kind of random.
This is random, but we're celebrating your year.
Yeah.
How have you changed over the past year? What's new?
No. Is that what you meant? Well, behind this podcast desk makes me fat.
Gave her the most shitty look I've ever given her.
No, I really haven't gotten fatter. I don't know. How have I changed?
What's changed? What's changed in your life? How have you changed? Do you still want to do this? Do you like doing this?
I do like doing this.
Do you want to change up the format? Like, what's up?
No, I really quite enjoy my format. I like the fact that I am bringing people in, hopefully new people, getting to know them, chatting a bit about what they have going on, playing some silly little games.
Drinking.
The mystery shots are always a favorite. And then, you know, ending with the same questions ask everyone, so we get these weird answers that no one needs to know what time you go to bed, but it's interesting. It leads to interesting statements.
7:30.
Must
be daylight savings time.
Exactly. It's been dark for 3 hours, so I'm tired.
Time to for bed. Yeah.
So I think I really like it. I would like to be more consistent with it. I would like to figure out a schedule ahead of time to where I can know that for the next 3 weeks I have people scheduled to come in.
Right.
For a while I had a lot of episodes backlogged so that I could post one every Wednesday regardless.
Yep.
Life has gotten a little crazy and I haven't been able to do that. So
it does that.
Yeah.
Tends to get a little crazy.
So there have been several weeks where I haven't posted one and I hate that feeling because I want there to be, like I've said, it launches every Wednesday. It should launch every Wednesday.
Do you have anxiety about that?
I do. Add that to my list of 12 million things I have anxiety about.
Yeah.
So I do. Like, I worry about it. I'm like, shit, I don't have anybody coming in to record. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. I haven't put anything out in 3 weeks. People are going to stop listening. Like, all these things. So I would like to be able to get to where I have a list of people. I know who's coming in when.
Yeah.
I have episodes recorded already so that if something,
yeah.
you know, something that's a topic, but it's not...
time sensitive. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. You know, like, we could tell about a trip to Cabo or something that we haven't told anything about trips to Cabos.
I don't remember those trips.
Well,
they're a blur.
Let's just say
they're a tequila-fueled blur.
Let's say a trip to Disney with the kids or something.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't, that happened years ago. Sure. So it's not like it needs to come out tomorrow. Yeah. It could come out three months from now. It's not like we're
touting an event that's happening in 2 weeks.
So I would like to get back into the habit of doing that just to have some so that they're there if we need to.
Yeah.
But I think it's working well. I need people to rate it, like rate it, subscribe to it, share it, comment.
So if people are listening, then they need to let you know that they're listening.
Yeah. You got to click those buttons. You got to click the subscribe button and the like button and the rate and review. See. All those things, because that helps a lot.
It does help a lot.
I would like to be able to get a broader audience.
Okay.
To where I can bring on new people.
Okay.
I'm slowly starting to, you know, get to the end of my pool of people that I can just convince to come over.
True. Like, we'll feed you and buy and get you drinks.
So, having a broader audience would make it easier to get more people on who have different stories and different points of view.
Is there any topics that you feel you haven't really explored yet that maybe in this next year you might be interested in, whether it's a certain person who has a platform they want to talk about or a certain different profession or something?
I do have a couple.
Okay.
A couple professions that I'm looking for.
Okay, and if you don't want to say, that's fine, but...
No, because I don't have them. I don't have anyone.
Oh, okay.
Number one, I would like to keep this as much of a comedy podcast as possible. So.
Well, we're sucking this one.
Yeah, this one's really real boring. Bad. Sorry, guys. But normally they're funny. Normally.
Holy crap.
Normally it would be considered comedy podcast. Oh, okay.
So not serious. We're not talking.
So, and I think that's been the issue with a couple episodes where it got very.
Not political.
The so things boxy. We were talking about weren't all that funny, so it's hard to make it funny. Like, the games always help. Like, I feel like the first half of a podcast sometimes is not super funny because it's the person telling their story. It's the person telling me why they're here.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not super funny.
I'm a mortician.
Well, like when my friend Angelo came on, and so he was talking about his novel that he wrote that he's turning into a screenplay. It was all about his struggling with his eating disorder and going to treatment for anorexia. Yeah. Well, that's not funny. So, like, the whole first half got really deep and got really dark. Sure. And I started talking about, like, my experiences and things I went through. And, like, you at least got the help. I never got the help. So I still deal with all these issues. And, like, it got really deep and it got really dark. And halfway through, I'm like, all right, it's time to take a break. We're going to come back. We're playing games. And then it was funny. Like, so I feel like... I want people to come on if they have something to talk about, if they have something to promote, something to, you know, a platform, something that they want to get out. Even if it's not funny, cool, come on. But then there's got to be a time for that funny part. Right. Like, the first half can be not so funny, but there has to be, like, a lightheartedness to it because it's, in the end, it's a comedy podcast. Yeah, like, it's not... It's not droning on about, like, financial data. Like, it's us being stupid.
Yes,
it's us being stupid and making fun of ourselves.
So this is Bob, our financial planner. He's going to come up and talk about annuities.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know that I want someone to come on like that. But if you can be funny and make it lighthearted, then maybe.
Yeah.
So the things that I want, I really would like, number one, I would like to do a sex podcast.
Oh.
An episode about sex.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I don't know if I'll invite you to that one or not.
I probably might not want to go to that one.
No, but I want to do like an episode about sex. I would like to do like just one about like crazy sex stories that like people can submit their like funny stories or their crazy
anonymous,
stories.
Anonymous, obviously.
Yeah, like not with no names.
Yeah.
You know, I will know your screen name or whatever, but I'm not going to tell your name. But I want to know like these weird stories or these funny things that happened or like, I can't believe that happened.
Like a state park?
Yeah, like a state park. Like
I mean, I'm just...
Like the middle of a quad.
I'm just
like
throwing some things out
at
there.
At college. Like, you know, middle quad. Maybe in a dark room or something.
Hmm.
Like an elevator. I don't know.
Things like that.
Anything like that.
Those are just...
Just random ideas
that, popped into our head.
You may have to say. So anyway, I would like to do like a funny like
sex
episode.
Okay. Like Dr. Ruth, but like...
Not, yeah, and like...
All the young people are like, hey, Dr. Ruth.
So that leads me to my next one.
Uh-huh.
If I could find one, I would like a sex therapist.
Okay.
Like a relationship therapist, a sex therapist type person.
Hello, I'm right here.
You are not a sex therapist. Oh. I would like a relationship therapist, a sex therapist, and I would like to be able to have people like write in questions about, like, relationships or, sure. like, write in, like, sex. So not, like, oh, my God, we did this weird thing.
Yeah.
But just, like, someone with some sort of knowledge other than me.
Other than you.
And my knowledge. I would also love to have, like, a dream expert or someone. Can okay. you stop making weird noises? Because I can hear all of them. You do that every time. Stop.
Okay.
God, you're like a toddler. I would like to have, like, a dream expert or someone who, like, analyzes dreams. Like, you don't even have to be a professional, but, like, that's, like, your thing. Like, oh, I analyze people's dreams.
I'm really
dreams.
Into this, yeah.
Because I have so many reoccurring dreams, and I want someone to come on and tell me what they mean. And so I think that would be really cool.
I'm sure you could find someone like that.
Well, I don't know anyone personally, so I need someone to come to me. So okay. Those are two of the... Okay. topics
yes
that I'm interested in that I need a professional
okay.
to come on and help
me
out.
You need to get like a Dr. Pill Popper on your
oh that would be great, but this is all not visual, so what are we gonna do, listen to them popping pimples? Gross. No, you don't want to listen, you want to see it.
Oh, but yeah. the stories oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. So yeah, basically I want people to come on that have something interesting. I mean, the whole point is life unscripted.
Yeah.
Like the whole point of the podcast was that like my life has taken all these weird turns. All these weird things have happened to me. All these things that I didn't expect happen have happened. So I wanted a place to talk about it. So I want other people to come on that are doing something that mm-hmm. maybe they didn't think they were going to do.
Right.
Maybe they just randomly took up running and have run, like, 25 marathons or something. I don't know.
That could be cool.
I mean, as long as you can tell me stories about, like, shit in your pants while you're running or something. Because otherwise, just running is not all that exciting to me. But if you can tell me funny stories about running, then come on over.
I have a really good... I got some good stories.
I bet you do.
And about very similar content that yes. you just said.
Yes. Yeah, so...
That was a good story.
Basically, like, anybody who has anything. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really care what it is you do, but if you can come on and be entertaining for an hour and have some fun and share a story.
You just open up the floodgates with that one. You're like, yeah. I don't even care if I know you, but come on!
I mean...
Come on the podcast and yeah. entertain me! Woo!
Entertain me for an hour and entertain all these people for an hour and play some silly games and drink some drinks and have some shots and make a podcast.
All right. Did you hear that, everybody? She just put out a... casting call for crazy stories.
Crazy people.
Crazy people.
Anybody like in a circus or a carny? Did anybody grow up as a carny? Although my friend yesterday on Twitter said, so you're a carny? Because I posted that picture of me, well, not me, but the place where I worked when I grew up.
Yes.
So I think I mentioned on a previous podcast that I worked at Columbian Park as like this amusement park ride operator when I was younger. And it was like this small little amusement park that was open.
Yeah.
Like, had, like, 10 like rides, maybe.
In the city
like
park.
Inside the park. Yeah. And I worked there. That was my first job. I made $4.25 an hour. And I had to wear khaki shorts and a blue polo that said Columbian Park on it.
Wow.
But I had posted a picture. Someone had posted a picture of the rides back in the 80s.
That
like
time.
Back in the 90s, whatever. And I had posted it and said that I was a ride operator. I made $4.25. And my friend was like, so you were a carny? All this time you were a carny and we didn't know you were a carny. And
Pixie
I'm like,
dust spread around the tilt-a-whirl.
I know. I was like, damn it. I walked right into that. I was like, I wasn't a carny. I'm like, first of all, it was an amusement park that was always set up there. A carny was like someone who traveled with the carnival to different cities for
all
a week.
All summer long.
I'm like, this was stationary.
Right.
But yes, basically I was a carny. So, anyway, if anyone was a carny, I'd love to hear your stories
That'd be
about
really
being
good.
A carny.
That'd be good stories.
About being the pixie dust spreader on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yes.
Barking for the yak woman.
So good.
We're going to talk about that one on another podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have questions for me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do these questions and then we'll call this in on the day.
Okay. So, again, this is your anniversary.
It's my anniversary.
Special.
Woohoo! Cheers to me.
Woo! So... just going to ask you some questions mm-hmm. because people might need to get to know you again.
Mm.
Because we don't, you know.
It's like a refresher.
It's a refresher. So I'm just going to ask you some random questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
And you let me know.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Pop quiz, hot shot. What's the first concert you attended?
Ooh, the first concert I attended. I'm going to say Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow.
at the Purdue, what was that called? Mackey Arena?
No.
The other one.
The theater.
Yeah, what was that called?
I don't know. We saw
something theater.
Saw No Doubt there. Didn't we?
No.
Who did we see there? You and I saw someone there.
Maybe. Yes.
Because my friend Amity was.
Yes, we saw No Doubt. Yes.
We saw No Doubt there.
Yeah, I'm going to say Stone Temple Pilots. FYI, that was my sophomore year of high school.
I swear to God you said your mom took you to the Bengals.
No, would you like to hear that story? I will quickly tell that story.
I'll ask one question.
No, it's a quick story.
Okay.
My mom came home one day, and I had come home from school, and my mom said, hey, I found out that the Bengals are going to be in Indianapolis, and I was going to get you tickets. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I was probably like 10. So excited.
So
like,
excited.
This would be the best thing ever.
You could walk like an Egyptian.
I could. Like,
oh
I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm going to call my friends. I'm going to tell all my friends. And blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, I didn't get the tickets. And I was like, well, why didn't you get the tickets? And she was like, you had gymnastics that night. And I knew you wouldn't want to miss gymnastics. Okay.
Carol.
I had gymnastics two nights a week.
Carol.
Every week for like my entire life.
You're right. I think
really?
You could have missed one.
Yeah.
To go see the Bengals.
No, didn't get to go see the Bengals because my mom didn't buy the tickets because I wouldn't want to miss gymnastics.
Carol.
And guess what? 2 years later, you know what the gymnastics people told me?
You should have seen the Bengals because you suck.
You should have seen the Bengals because you're too damn tall
and
we're kicking you out.
Yep.
And they said, you can't be on our competition team anymore. You're too tall and we'll never be able to do the flips
you need to do. 5 foot. You got to go.
I was like 5'9".
Well, then
like
you should
12.
Have gone years ago.
anyway,
all right.
No. Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay. What was the worst job you've ever had?
The worst job I've ever had?
Worst job. Working
oddly
for my dad.
Oddly enough, I'm going to say
Columbian Park. Amusement park?
Like, I totally didn't mean to set that one up,
yeah.
But it was hot. It was sticky.
There was no shade where those rides were.
There was no shade. There was no air conditioning.
No.
Like
outside
you would,
of the 80s?
Well, no.
Huh.
Like, you would be standing on a platform in the beating sun for hours, just saying the same thing into the microphone over and over again.
Your hands inside the thing
all
the time.
As you buckle in bratty little children.
Yeah.
No, it was miserable. I hated it. It was the
okay.
worst. The only good thing was when someone would stall out their old-fashioned car.
Yes.
And then we had to go out there, and we got to jump on the back and push the pedal on the back and ride it as we're standing to get it back to the...
That's
shed.
Great.
That was fun. But no, it sucked. That was
okay.
the worst job ever.
I see. Okay.
I should have vetted these questions
beforehand. I really should. I'm just like flipping through. What's the first career you dreamed of having as a kid?
The first career,
career.
I dreamed of having as a kid. Well, I always tell people I had three as a kid.
Okay.
As a kid. I wanted to be a photographer, an actor, and a party planner.
Party planner!
Which is why I think it's really funny that those are my three jobs right
now. Of all the things.
Those are my three career paths right now. When I got older, I decided to do interior design, and then I switched to graphic design. But I would say photographer, actor, and party planner were all equal at that same, like, 8 or 9 years old.
Well, and that's fun, because... Not everyone gets to do that. I love how
the air just turned off, or the heat just turned off, and it got really weird sounding in here. Sorry.
Right.
I like how I was what?
I like how you said, you're like, well, I was doing photography, and I switched it to graphic design. Like, well, I had to do that.
Interior design.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they didn't make any money.
No. All right, let's see. What annoys you the most?
You.
Okay. All right.
that was easy.
How would your 10-year-old self react to your current self?
I think she'd think I was pretty cool. I mean, I'm doing the three careers she wanted to have.
Very true.
First of all.
Very true.
I have a podcast. I drive a pretty cool car. Got a nice house. I got kids.
Yeah.
She'd probably think my husband's cute. So I think she'd be happy with my choices.
He is cute. All right. What's a relationship deal breaker for you?
Being below 5'10".
Well, It's nice knowing you.
Better not shrink anymore there, Sunny.
Sunny boy! I went to the doctor recently and they told me how tall I am. And I was like, that's about an inch lower than what I used to be. And they were like, dang, you must be shrinking. I'm like, apparently.
Yeah, well, so am I. So apparently we both are shrinking.
If you won $1 million, what would you do with the money?
Travel. Not all of it. I'd, like, put some away for colleges for the children and all that. But then we would travel.
Good call.
Because I'm happy with the house. Like, I don't... I mean, would I take a bigger house? Sure. But it's a million.
Different houses.
I mean, it's $1 million. We're not talking, like, a billion. Like, if we just won the $1.9 billion, that's different. Like, then I'm making different decisions.
Completely different decisions.
But if I just won $1 million...
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, $1 million isn't that much money.
It's really not.
Like, you think it's a lot of money.
It's not these days.
But it's really not. I know. Because if you count college for two kids,
yeah,
like, that's taken up, like, half of it right there.
Exactly.
And then some good vacations, pay off some cars.
Our kids are going to be, like, plumbers and welders and stuff. Let's see. I got another one. What do you regret? What do you regret not doing this past year?
This past year?
Yeah.
What do I regret not doing this past year?
Spill my drink.
No, I don't regret not doing that.
I did a lot of that in Cabo.
He's using the entire roll of paper towel to clean up the spill. Not one sheet, just the whole roll, using it to soak it up on a roll still.
And I didn't throw it away, I just put it back.
Nope, and then set it back over there. That's great. What do I regret not doing? Honestly, no. I mean, I don't regret a whole lot in life.
I know you don't.
There was some disdain in that. Well, I know you don't.
You made it abundantly clear.
No, I don't. But there have been a lot of auditions that I have not turned in for whatever reason.
Like, I know.
I submit for them or I get requests to submit for them and then life gets away from me and I just never have time to actually submit the audition. And then, interesting, like, a lot of the times I've talked to the people who are the directors, and they're like, that would have been your part if you submitted, but you didn't, so I thought you weren't interested or you weren't available.
That was yours.
And I'm like, I just didn't have time to, like, get dressed and put makeup on and do my hair and then record the whole thing and send it in. It's just rude.
Lame.
I have other things. I have a podcast to deal with. I have jobs. I have kids. I have three careers. So there have been several auditions that I've not turned in that I wished I would have.
Okay. See? There you go. Can't have no regrets.
That's why I said.
I know. All right. Last one.
Yep.
What would be the title of your memoir?
Life Unscripted.
Man, that's a wrap, folks.
Well, I have to write more than five chapters because that's all I've written of my memoir.
Okay, so
far.
Again. Yeah. I don't know if people know this, but you are writing a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like stories of you growing up and stories of like your life and stories of you in college and stories of you doing things.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Do you not have time
for that? I don't have time for that. Kyan asks me all the time. He's like, so what chapter are you on in your book? And I'm like, five. And he's like, weren't you on five last time I asked you? I'm like, yeah.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get in little paths, like, not paths, but, like, I'll like, do it for, like, 3 weeks, like, religiously. Like, oh, I have time. I have free time. I'm going to go write. Or it's my day off. I'm going to go write. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get into times where I don't. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not expecting to do anything with it, like, right now. You know, it's a year out, 2 years out. Well, I don't know.
Hey. You know, get it written down and typed out so you have it for later.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll come out eventually.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Gotta find time to finish writing.
Well, I'm done with the questions, so...
I'm done with this episode.
Okay, so 1 year in, you're feeling good, feeling strong.
Yeah.
Second year, ambitious.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a lot... We're getting some stuff planned. Gotta get through the holidays.
Yeah. So, yeah, once we get through the holidays, we'll be...
Thanksgiving through Christmas is always a really strange month.
Halloween through Christmas.
Strange 2 months.
Because
You got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas. Oh, wait, hold on. Huh, backtrack. You got Halloween, you have our children's birthdays.
Yeah.
You have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's,
birthday. My birthday.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That time frame is always tough for us.
Oh, my God.
And then Valentine's Day, but we don't really do a whole lot for Valentine's Day, so that one can suck it.
Oh, we do stuff.
You can go check out that episode. The Valentine's Day episode. We did have one. Yeah. All right, guys. We're gonna wrap this up, because...
wrap it up.
I said so.
She said so, and she's the boss.
It's my podcast, and so, I said we're going to wrap it up, so we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to do it.
So thank you for listening to all of these episodes.
For being a part of
this journey. If you listened to all 35 episodes, I want you to stop what you're doing right now and drop me a comment or hop over to Instagram.
Yes, message
send me a DM. Comment on Facebook something. Let me know that you've listened to all 35 episodes and maybe I'll have a little something for you. I don't know.
Your memoir?
I will give you my memoir. All 5 chapters of it that make no sense because they're in no order whatsoever. 5 random chapters of my life.
No.
No, but like if you've actually been there since the very beginning and listened to it all, or if you found it like 2 months ago and have listened to all of them, I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Drop me a line. Let me know. And if you haven't, what's wrong with you?
Seriously.
Get on it. Come on. There's been a whole year.
How much time do you need? To listen to all these.
But yes, please rate, review, subscribe, like it, share it, tweet it, DM it. I don't care what you do with it.
Just do something with it.
Do something. Share it with other people so that we can get more people on here and make more episodes that are entertaining and not just Alex and I blabbing in our room.
Hey.
Although you do seem to like the ones of us blabbing, so maybe that's not such a bad thing. Okay, guys, as always, you can find Alex on Instagram at AlexMClark78.
That's me.
Yes. I am Amy K-A-Y Clark. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. We're good.
Bye. Yeah?
Okay. All right. Check back later when we talk to another fabulous person. Bye.